This is Ralph Clement Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. Beautiful day in Alaska. It's 66 degrees. Leaves are out, sunshine and slight breeze. And I guess we got through the Black Lives Matter. I haven't heard what happened in Palmer or Anchorage. These idiots, these people that don't have a clue, don't bother to check any facts out. Nobody checks the facts. And you can't argue facts to these people. I learned that a long time ago. Their mind is not open to it. They just might as well move on. I got a nice quote that I liked. It's about especially this Elijah Cummings. He's deceased now. Mark Twain had a good saying. He said, "I never wished a man dead, but I have read some obituaries with great pleasure." I thought that's a nice way to put it. Our republic's been overthrown. The 911 is a lie. It wasn't done by any Arabs. It wasn't done by the Islams. Our country had to be in on it, the higher up echelon, or they couldn't have pulled it off. It was Tesla's technology. The Hutchison effect, the guy in Canada demonstrated how some of this stuff, they come and raided his place. Dr. Judy Woodward up there to see it. Iron turned to dust, things levitated, things just vanishing. Can't make this stuff up because it's like science fiction. To us it is. Somebody's got that technology because like Dr. Judy Wood, she's got films, beams falling down, turning to dust as they're falling. Iron don't turn to dust as it's falling through the air. I'm sorry, that's a fact. And she proved it with seismic stuff. Building 7 came down and it hardly even rattled the seismic things because all afternoon the material had been going out the side of it. You could see it. I don't know what to say. It just shocks the conscience because people won't believe the stuff. I don't know why. Fred in Michigan. Question, comment?
Yeah. Thermite was not the cause of it either.
What? Oh, absolutely not. That's used for welding and that type of stuff.
There could have been some cutter charges as a...
Never happened.
Insurance plan.
Did you ever read the book?
Could have been cutter.
Did you read the book, Where Did the Towers Go, by Dr. Judy Wood?
No, I've heard her YouTube presentation.
Okay, well, we're not going anywhere on to spend any time on that because I've read the book. I hope to get it published, and it's factual. And so there's only one thing, that's technology. So anything else?
Yeah. No, I agree. And there was a Hurricane Aaron, I think, that marched up the coast and parked itself off Manhattan, I believe it was,
morning. It was out of New York. It was part of what was required. They needed that hurricane. As soon as 911 was over, that thing, if it had come into New York, it had flooded it. And what it did,
so they needed the
electromagnetic was over, it did a complete 90-degree angle and went away.
Yeah. Right. There's a very significant electromagnetic energy effect in those tornadoes. Also, John Lear. Did you ever see the John Lear 9/11 No Planes presentation in which he documents from a military 200-page document from which he read regarding a hologram technology that projects a 3D image from any airborne platform? I think it was as far away as 100 miles. So what people thought they saw, it's impossible for planes not just to penetrate, it's impossible to slice through it like a knife through butter. It was like outrageous.
Yeah, you know? It's like Dr. Judy Wood. What's the one with the the cartoon? I can't think of the cartoon. Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah,
it was like the Roadrunner. Aluminum's going through the steel buildings with all the steel girders,
right,
and going in and coming out the other side. Oh, you betcha. And it's going to leave an imprint, just like in the Roadrunners. Yay! I'm telling you, it's crazy. Never happened.
And, Ralph, there's a presentation by the title The Demolition of Truth. The Demolition of Truth. John Lear's, by the way, is John Lear, 9/11, No Planes. Only takes 10 minutes to see all that, hear all that data. And the same thing with Demolition of Truth. Albert Stubblebine, a Major General, U.S. Army, and a Lieutenant General Robert Bauman, Ph.D., who was the director of their Advanced Space Program, they appear in that documentary, The Demolition of Truth, and they prove just what you said and Judy Wood says, and then they show on the ground crash tests that the Boeing does with, you know, all their aircraft into a cement barrier on the ground. And they just, the plane buckles into itself like an accordion. And yeah, the jet fuel will ignite, but then it goes to black smoke. So,
it never happened.
Yeah, it didn't. No. And so,
if you really relative, want to see, Where Did the Towers Go by Dr. Judy Wood. I'm not making any money off of anything. She lost her job over it. She was got a Ph.D., a brilliant woman. Brilliant.
Well, she is.
Very smart.
Absolutely. So the book is available probably directly from Judy Wood, right?
It's available from Amazon. That's the best place to go get it.
Oh, Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, Where Did the Towers Go? If you want to have hard copy. It's easy. It's understandable with all kinds of stuff. And this stuff that they got started, after that they had to bring in dirt because this stuff kept getting finer and finer. This process the Tesla had kept getting finer and finer, so they'd haul in dirt and then haul it out. A building next door, a bank, they had to eventually tear it down because they couldn't get this process started. Or stopped, I mean.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And then there were cars that were essentially incinerated, but they didn't burn.
Right, but it looked like fire, but it wasn't. No.
Yeah.
She's got it all documented. It's the only investigation. Our government did a computer model. Anybody that does a computer model, if you put in garbage, you get it out.
I know, Ralph. I know. And relative to the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, it's a one-liner. Borrow money on the credit of the United States. And then, Clause 3 or 4, where it delineates the creation of gold and silver coin and establishing the weights and measure. So why would Clause 2, borrow money on the credit of the United States, why would that be necessary when the United States is authorized to create gold and silver coin and establish the weights and measures? I want to know what money is.
Let me stop you right there. You want to really know a good dissertation on money. Have you ever heard of Bill Still?
I have, yeah. William Still. Okay.
Bill Still. Go to his page and download his book on money. When Trump got in, he met with him. He had this. You watch, after Trump gets reelected, you're going to see the Federal Reserve go away. They're going to start printing U.S. notes and get rid of the Federal Reserve notes. And they can get rid of about half of the debt just by printing U.S. notes, and you take a federal note and burn it. You watch. Hang on.
Yeah.
But he can't do it until he gets reelected. But Trump, he mentioned it one time, but he's not going to, he can't do it. because you can't have the bankers and those people against him.
2 weeks after inauguration, I do believe, he directed Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, to, quote, eliminate the national debt or renegotiate the national debt. And Mnuchin's only reply is, that's not going to happen, he says. Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary.
Bottom line is, you notice how the Federal Reserve is being super nice when Trump wants something done right now? You watch. Just hang on.
Well,
okay.
And
I got another caller.
Let me just say this: on the back of a $1 George Washington note, get into that sometime. The truncated pyramid with the Latin phraseology. You ought to get into that sometime.
I know. I'm aware of some of that, but that's not what the show's about today. So,
right.
I actually had a U.S. note, by the way, with the red seal on it that came out during Kennedy's time. And they probably killed him for it, and Johnson got rid of it. Yep.
Oh, he sure did.
Yep.
Okay. Johnson.
Let me get to the next caller. Bob in Colorado, you're up. Hello.
Hey, Ralph, how you doing, man? It's been a while since I've talked to you. But earlier we were talking about, everything is pretty much been taken over by the globalists. And I am pretty sure it was this morning's show that Ken would know about. And they had a friend. She was from Iran. And apparently he was somebody really high up in the military and literally saw him catch on fire in the house. He just caught on fire. So they have weapons that are so far advanced that we could even imagine that I think these cell phones, and if people wake up, that certain things will happen, that they throw their freaking phones around aluminum or throw them in a pit and realize that that is the main tracking device of today. And if anybody believes that a vaccine will help you, then you know what, I'm 68 years old, and I'll tell you, I just can't believe all the people I talk to, the younger people. Oh, I got to get vaccinated. It's the only thing that helps me. And you know what, I stopped vaccinations 10 years ago when I left my police department, and I have felt great ever since. So anyway, I'll listen to you off air, and Ralph, okay. I'll tell you what, I listen to you every day that you're on, and you're awesome. So,
okay, well, thanks.
God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'm bringing up stuff nobody wants to talk about. And the thing is, I bring up facts. Let's just say this vaccination thing. Hydroxychloroquine. A penny or a couple of pennies. A pill. And they did, France did a 1,000, and they had 90-some percent success rate stopping COVID-19, the Chinese virus. And guess what? They do a phony study. Oh, Fauci. What's Fauci? This guy that guy is, somebody took him out behind the barn and dropped him in the toilet. What'd he do? Oh, over in North Carolina, well, they're researching this thing. Our government says stop. This thing's too dangerous. There's nothing to be gained. So what happens? It ends up in Wuhan lab, and Fauci sends $3.7 million to fund it. Research continued to weaponize it. That's a fact, folks. Against the law. He wasn't supposed to do it. Our government said no, and he did it. And then he said, oh, I'm like Nostradamus. He gets around and says Trump is going to have a pandemic during his term. How did he know that? And then hydroxychloroquine that was used in France, and this doctor out of California that's been using it for 40-some years, this hydroxychloroquine is one of the safest drugs, but it's cheap. Pennies. A pill. And it works. He treats 2,000 people with lupus. They don't get the disease. And there's nothing. It's no problem with the heart, no problem with the brain. All made up. And they did a phony study. Oh, it's bad. It'll kill people. And they got it published in a major medical magazine. France and a couple of other countries quit using it, even though the stuff was magical working. And then all of a sudden they found out the study is bogus. And Fauci was against it. Oh, this is bad. We can't be using that. There's no clinical studies. This guy's been using it for, like, I think it was 42 years. And on 2,000 current patients, and Ingram had the people on that used it, doctors used it. Amazing results. And it was a lie. And what's Fauci pushing? Vaccinations. With Gates. We got to have vaccinate. We want to vaccinate everybody. Will they vaccinate you with the flu and about, I don't know, 40 or 50 or 60,000 people a year die? That's not what causes. That's not what saves us. It's what our Creator gave us. Natural immunity. We build up immunity, the antibodies of this stuff. That's what really works. But we can't do that because there's no money to be made in that, and there's no money to be made in hydroxychloroquine. How many people died because hydroxychloroquine? I've tried our senators up here. Nobody will ask me the question, are we using in Alaska? I know they're not. Can't find anybody that says they are. The stuff works, folks, and we can't use it. Unbelievable.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, we're back. The lies that go on in this country. How come nobody's interested in Colonel or General Flynn? Now, there's a real hero. Look, he's been screwed by the court. He's been screwed by the Democrats. He's been lied to. The judges in it, Sullivan, he's the one that sent our senator. Got him convicted and got it overturned. And now he's supposed to be turning General Flynn loose. And he's, I want to speak as Curry, friend of the court, because I can't make that decision. He has no authority to not grant it. I downloaded the stuff from Pacer, 10 cents a page. But, of course, a lot of that's been looked at, so it's not 10 cents a page. It's free if you use Firefox. It's a lie. You see, I think if they want to have, Chicago, that'd be a good one. I got a crazy a Democrat in charge up there. I think they ought to defund the police. Give them AK-47s so they can claim it's Russian-made and go for it. We'll see how long that lasts. Have they not watched the Purge movies? Did they not watch what happened in New York when the police didn't get involved? It's insanity. We have the Gulf War syndrome. Another lie. I was directly involved in that. I funded the first movie. I lost my business, a $2 million business over it, because I funded Joyce Riley. An amazing woman. I ran at the UAA auditorium in Anchorage. 900 seats. I gave all of the 60 criminals out of Juneau, and only 20 of those legislators showed up. I made certified copies of all of her research. It was documented. I flew up a doctor. His wife had died. I flew up a guy that was a camisilla, 10 square miles. Flew up a biological and chemicals. And some of that was videotaped. He got it, Gulf War syndrome. His wife got it. His children got it. Joyce Riley had it. Doxycycline, a very cheap penny or two, a pill. They've actually tried that on the COVID-19, and it worked 60 times out of 60. I haven't heard any more about it. That was on Bill Still. They didn't give it to our troops in Iraq. Why? What country walked away? People don't know this stuff. Why? France walked away with no instances of the Gulf War syndrome. And what the hell was it? Well, luckily, a gal got it, and her father was a microbiologist, and he went in, and this thing, whatever it is, I forget what it is now, it's been so long since I've looked at it. Anyway, this thing goes through the cell walls, and it comes out and causes different things, symptoms. Like fibromyalgia. And Vitazim works. That's an enzyme. I actually take the two pills every day. Vitazim. The super heavy duty stuff. And now that meeting cost me, I spent $5,000 a day advertising in the Anchorage Daily News. And I found out, that was another shock to me. I was so naive back then. You can't put some of this stuff in the newspaper because you can't call the government liars like this, and even politely, because they spend way more money than you do. And we got, I don't know, upwards of around 300 people showed up, and all 20 of those senators' representatives never stayed for the full. I had the Joyce Riley, I had a doctor, and a guy that was on the ground in Gamma Sea, firsthand knowledge. And they didn't even say the whole time. But the scary part, Joyce Riley said, Ralph, you're not going to believe this. We went over to the Alaska, to the blood bank. We took over a person that had confirmed Gulf War syndrome. And they didn't have, they would take that blood and contaminate our blood supply. They weren't screening for it then. Can you believe that? It happened. I witnessed it because I told Joyce, yeah, they're not going to allow that. They did. I witnessed it. They contaminated our blood supply with people that had the Gulf War syndrome, and it caused all sorts of different symptoms in different people. And they screwed so many veterans. This guy out of Arizona, he was going to the veterinarian and getting it because they use it for animals. It was so much cheaper there than even. I just can't make this stuff up. We have these global warming people. Now it's climate change. Do they not? There's a movie out. It's Global Warming Swindle. Global Warming Swindle. If you don't have it, email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and I'll send you the link. Documented based on facts. What happened?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And this Gulf War syndrome. One country walked away, France, because they gave their troops doxycycline. And they left their clothes and all that stuff behind. This stuff could go through sweat, it could go through clothes, it could go through semen. It's amazing. And Joyce Riley, she's now deceased, really a smart gal nurse. She had it and she took doxycycline. And she got over it. But she helped thousands of vets. I lost a $2 million business. In 3 years, the Department of Defense came after me. They went after my dealer, like a Chevrolet dealer I had in Mitel. In 3 years, I went from $2 million down to $500,000, had to close up shop, couldn't make sales quota. They put another dealer. I couldn't believe this was going on. I got it confirmed after my sales guy said, yeah, I knew they were doing it to you. I said, well, it'd been nice if you'd have told me while it was going on. Of course, he wanted to keep his job, right? I don't care. It was worth it. Because Joyce Riley helped thousands of veterans that were getting screwed by our government that got this Gulf War syndrome. And it's just amazing. So we get to this global warming. I saw Al Gore, and he did his little video. I watch that. I look at this stuff. And he's talking about pollution. And in there, he's got pictures of a cooling tower out of a powerhouse. I spent 20 dang years in a power industry. I was a working foreman of Cherokee, the biggest powerhouse in Colorado. I worked at a monster, Jim Bridger, in Wyoming. I happen to know a little bit about powerhouses. Coal-fired. They're clean, folks. And he's talking about pollution, and they show a cooling tower, which is what it is. It takes it's cooling down the steam to reuse the water so it can be heated to make steam again. And the steam is coming up out of these cooling towers, and so is pollution. I couldn't believe it. Well, how's the average person going to know? Because you see all this stuff coming up. Looks like pollution. It's steam. Steam. Eyes. And so what causes this global warming? This global thing, Swindle movies, it documents it all. It's because the sunspots, the flares, solar wind comes in our cloud cover. And that controls the temperature. And when the temperature goes up, the ocean that stores the CO2, more CO2 is released in the air. CO2 is the result, not the predicate, not the cause of. It's what happens when it warms up. We have more CO2. We got everything reversed, but the facts don't matter. They did all of these ice samples and everything, proving all this stuff, and it's irrelevant. You sit back and say, what is wrong here? And people don't know. They really don't. Global warming is a lie. And then they drive their electric cars. Hey, I got an electric car. Who the hell do you think that electricity come from? Probably from a coal-fired plant. The ones that I worked in Wyoming had two 345,000-volt lines that went to Oregon, the liberal land. They can plug in their damn electric car. Oh, I'm pollution-free. You idiot, it come out of Colorado, out of Wyoming. Jim Bridger, that's Dr. Rock Springs, Wyoming. Southwest quarter of Wyoming. I worked there. First-hand knowledge. And the companies went to great things to get the particulate and all that. It's the coal is a clean burning. Everything has a little pollution to it. Breathing does, according to them. So what have we got to do? Quit breathing? Like Gates, population control through vaccinations and make people, women, so they can't have children, and he killed thousands of them, and we just go wink, wink, blink, blink, because he's got tons of money. I'm just so tired of this nonsense. Well, I started looking into our republic, Alaska. There are no public officers. I couldn't believe it. They don't have an oath of office as a public officer. They don't have a civil commission appointed by the governor. How the heck did you get in office? Oh, I get it. There are no public officers in any of the several states. I get it now. That can't be happening, can it? Want to bet? Cannot believe. Because you know what they did? The Civil War, they flipped the citizenship for the Negroes. Civil rights without no political rights. In 1866, they put it in the 14th Amendment. Subject to! What is subject to? It's where you volunteer or you're forced to. You think you have to sign something. It's called an implied in law contract. 1040s are implied in law. I am admitting I have an obligation to the IRS. The IRS has no obligation back the other way. It's called an implied in law contract. Why didn't anybody use it? They print it in the court system. We have this National Voter Registration Act of 1993. 185 ALR, FED, Fed. It's American Law Review. Fed, 1955. They sued because they were using the National Voter Registration Act. What is it? What is the National Voter Registration Act? Well, you got to go look at the definitions. Always go to the definitions. The term state means a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. State of the United States means it's subservient underneath, like a municipal entity, and the District of Columbia. That's the definition of state. How in the hell did that happen? Well, it's not too hard to find if you've got Westlaw, if you know where to look. Because the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 2, says what? The people of the several states are supposed to put in the House of Representatives. People of the several states. But ain't. 1913, they had everybody believing they were citizens of the United States. So they add one more party to the Constitution of the United States. Who's that? The several states. 10th Amendment. The legislatures of the several states put in the senators of the United States. So the 17th Amendment came along, and what did it do? They left out people of the state. They left out several. Why did they do that? So they could define the word state like they do in the National Voter Registration Act. They print it. And every state adopted it. Without exception. And in the definition, it says the term federal office has a meaning, and they have another section. This is in 52, by the way, USC, if you want to check it out, 52 USC, United States Code, section 20502. 20502, 52 USC 20502. And it says federal office means what? Well, let's go look. What does federal office mean? What are they talking about here? The term federal office means what? Office of the president of the, or office of the president or vice president, or of a senator representative in, or a delegate or resident commissioner in, to the Congress. The elections are only for federal offices, and they're not even constitutional to begin with. You know why? Because it's done, only they allow citizens of the United States to vote. And a citizen of the United States to vote has no right to the elective franchise and no right to suffrage. Only a citizen of one of the several states. They sued in this 185 ALR. And they said, and this is what they said, one of the many things. As to the defendant's contention that the National Voter Registration Act governs the qualifications of voter, a right specifically given to the states, a court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote, but rather establishes the method which an otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right to vote. It's not entitled. That's not who's entitled. All it says is you can't have the Black Panthers, the Black Lives Matter, the white supremacists, the pink, purple Chinese, I don't know what the hell you want to call them, sitting outside the building. You have a right to go in that building and exercise your right of suffrage and the right of elective franchise. Not the citizen of the United States. Don't got it. Supreme Court said so. If we can believe them, I believe them. So what kind of government can we have with nobody that has the authority with the elective franchise and the right of suffrage? We have a shadow government, which FDR and the agencies were getting out of control. Because you see, March 3rd, 1933, Hoover, last day in office, repealed 1,006 statutes. Last day. March 4th, FDR starts in. You know he's the first president that has never, that didn't take the constitutional oath that's in the Constitution? The first president of the United States. Isn't that amazing? I wonder how that just happened. No, because he started inserting his name. It's in quotation marks in the Constitution. Is there something wrong with quotation marks? It says you take it the way it is. That's why they put it in quotation marks. No president has ever taken the constitutional oath since FDR, even Trump. I don't even know if he knows these things. Can't know everything. It gets worse. Because it talks about if you want to be a citizen of the United States, ever says, oh, you're a corporation, you're a, because it defines person. No, that's not true. You see, the Internal Revenue Code is not even a law of the United States, and it's not even, I got to check this out, but I don't even think it's a public law. I got to check that part out. I haven't checked 1954. It's not a law of the United States. That's a fact. Because it was never put into, it's Internal Revenue Code, 1954. It's a lie. Title 26, it was never. They have to double whammy everything to, quote, make it go work today. They have to reenact it. Never made it. It's a lie. That's just one of many. But what's worse? In this 185 ALR, 155, it says, the 10th Amendment provides no protection to the South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 14th and the 5th Amendment of the United States Constitution Now, they always turn things around when they're talking the other side, because people don't know. The Constitution of the United States is Amendments 1 through 12. Constitution of the United States is 1 through 12. The United States Constitution is 12 and up, or 13 and up. How do we know that? How? Because it's for citizens of the United States, and then they call them articles of the 13th, 14th. Look at the end of it. Call it an article. And the citizens of the United States, which I'm going to get to, they don't have a damn thing to do with the 10th Amendment. They go on to say here, since the Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections now, national voter registration is limited to federal elections. The court reasoned, oh yeah, reason, you betcha, 10th Amendment is inapplicable by its own terms. Likewise, the court continued, Congress's power under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. Did you know that the 10th Amendment doesn't limit the 14th? It says that Congress can legislate? You got to be kidding me. You don't got to be a legal scholar to figure that out. I thought the 10th Amendment said what isn't in the Constitution is reserved to the people and to the several states. But what do I know? I mean, you can't make this stuff up, kid, people. How many people are going to have access to this? Very few. They aren't. They don't tell us this stuff purposely. Every state is only federal offices. So what does that mean? That means there are no public offices in any of the several states. There are no constitutional courts. There aren't any constitutional public officers in any of the several states because they're all municipal entities, just like D.C. So let's see. Well, maybe what happens if I go into Pacer and look how they sue? North Carolina says, I'm a sovereign state of the United States of America. Wait a minute, what happened to the union of the several states? No, sovereign state of the United States of America. So then the obvious question, too, is what else happened in 1913? If there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States set up the government of the United States, says so twice in the Constitution. The real party of interest should be, if the government is the United Government of the United States, shouldn't the plaintiff be United States? It was up to 1913. They changed it in 1913 to United States of America. Yes. Took them 3 years to get it through. From 1913 to 1916, and the United States just went away. It takes a while to get those attorneys all lined up, you know. Go to any criminal. Go look at these United States District Courts. It's always United States of America as a plaintiff. Next thing you know, they're talking about United States inside, on behalf of the United States, for the benefit of. So who's United States of America? That's a good question. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extend.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back here, and I didn't get to the other things that I wanted. Every regulation, even the what we call statutes, do you know what the predicate is? It has to be a law of the United States. They unequivocally quit in 1937. They call them public laws. Public law is not a law of the United States. It's where there's a sovereign and we're the slaves. That's it. Go look it up. Well, it'll probably be in our Black's Law. I was going to get into more into it today. All of the regulations have to go through a process to have the forced effect of law to look like it. 1946, Section 3 and 4. Do you know how many I've seen? None! The regulations are smoke for everything. Your gun laws, your child custody, the IRS, it's smoke. Even these statutes that they claim, they're not laws of the United States, they're public laws. It's where we're slaves and Congress, United States of America, is a sovereign body politic. I got 110 cases. They print it. They're rubbing our noses in it. I don't want to be a slave. And I sure the heck don't want to be a slave under Congress. There's more criminals in Congress than there are corrupt cops. And those people do way more damage. God, I hope people wake up. IRS at Alaska, Minuteman.com if you want to get a hold of me. IRS at Alaska, Minuteman.com or 907-355-8304. 907-355-8304. This case, Mooney's case, is an important case. It's in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's case 20-1075. 20-1075. Anybody that won't give you the stuff, what they're doing, is an agent provocateur. Or they're lying to you. We're going to start doing Bivens against IRS, suing them. And as soon as we get the area directors for the IRS, we're going to give them the regulations and stuff that they're not obeying. And if they don't answer in 6 months, you can go to court and sue them for $1 million. I'm tired of playing defense. I want to get on the offense. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do in this Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, Mooney's case. It's an amazing read. Takes about 6 or 7 emails. You don't even have to be a member of the list. Just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. If you want to see real documents, they're all highlighted. It's 998 pages in the appendix. Attorney General's opinion, we can't do regulations in a constitutional court. They print it. These courts, federal courts today, United States District Court, they printed, the judge represents the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. They printed. It's not independent. He's bought and paid for. These child custody stuff, these state plans. I got all of them for every state. It's all, they're selling our children for money. And you can prove it in your state if you get a copy of the cooperative agreements. I have the state plan. That's the starting document for every state. I'll give it to you. I'll help you. It's going to take a lot of work because, boy, they do not want those agreements. The judge is audited for the amount of money he makes for all these people. It's not about you or your children. It's about money. And they print it. The court is tied into the executive by contract to make money for everybody. I got the documents. I got to do a thing and get the latest for Alaska. It's been several years, and see what the current amount is. It used to be $4,000 a head for...
Anyway, we're done.
What's up with rallies? What's up with Black Lives Matter, too? They're everywhere. We'll see you next Sunday, God willing.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.